two, one.
A U.S. booster rocket heading for the International Space Station failed mid-air. The liftoff went smoothly for the Soyuz MS-10 in Kazakhstan today when seconds into its journey, things went slightly awry. The good news is the U.S.-Russian two-man crew made a safe emergency return to Earth on Thursday. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
The rocket was carrying a Soyuz spacecraft, and American astronaut Nick Hague and Russian cosmonaut Alexei Ovchinin were on board. The malfunction happened just minutes after liftoff in Kazakhstan. Footage from inside the spacecraft shows the two men being shaken around at the moment of failure. The error meant the pair were forced to make an emergency landing. Rescue teams were immediately scrambled. Paratroopers parachuted in and found the crew members safe and feeling good, according to Russian news agencies.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina. All Russian manned space launches were immediately suspended following that failure. President Donald Trump has expressed his concern over the fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who disappeared October 2nd after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Mr. Trump told reporters Wednesday he has spoken with Saudi authorities at the highest level.
This is a bad situation. We cannot let this happen. To reporters, to anybody, we can't let this happen. And we're going to get to the bottom of it.
The Trump administration said it has asked for more information from Riyadh and a transparent investigation. He added he and First Lady Melania Trump would like to invite Khashoggi's fiancée to the White House. Hatice Senez waited outside the consulate for him, but he never came out. There are growing concerns Khashoggi, a highly placed and frequent critic of Saudi policy, was either abducted or murdered. Turkey has demanded access to search the consulate, and a pro-government newspaper published a report identifying Saudi intelligence team believed to have been involved. This is VOA News.
I lost my cabana. I lost my back porch. I lost part of my roof.
An unidentified Hurricane Michael storm victim takes into account her losses after what many are calling an unprecedented climatological onslaught. Hurricane Michael is now a tropical storm after crashing ashore along the Gulf Coast of Florida Wednesday as an intense Cat 4. Winds got as high as 250 kilometers per hour. One man was killed after a tree fell on his home. Governor Rick Scott said Michael was the worst storm the Florida Panhandle has ever seen.
We heard of significant impacts at Tyndall Air Force Base and many communities along the coast. We're turning 100% of our focus on search and rescue and recovery.
Michael caused severe flooding, structural damage, and power outages to hundreds of thousands of homes. The center of the storm has moved northeast to Georgia. Cameroon continues to wait for the results of Sunday's presidential election that incumbent Paul Biya, the oldest African leader, is widely expected to win. Issame Imaye is president of the Constitutional Council.
This is the first presidential election that the Constitutional Council is managing, and things are going well. And we want to expect that at the end of the day, all the Cameroonians will be happy with the way things went.
Opposition leader Maurice Kamto has already proclaimed victory, but only the council can declare a winner. Official results must be announced by October 22nd. Mr. Biya, in power since 1982, is seeking his seventh seven-year term. A 22-year-old American graduate student in detention at Israel's International Airport over allegations that she promotes a boycott of the Jewish state appealed her detention on Thursday before an Israeli court in Tel Aviv. Laura Auskum is to remain in detention until the court delivered its ruling. No date for that ruling has been set, though. Israel insists she can leave at any time but must renounce the BDS boycott movement if she wishes to be reconsidered for admission. The BDS movement calls for boycotts, divestment, and sanctions against Israel. Israel says the movement masks its motives to delegitimize or destroy the Jewish state. Laura Becker is the lawyer representing the student.
The Minister of Strategic Affairs, together with the Minister of Interior, have decided that BDS is not about actions, it's not about activists, it's about thought. And they have prohibited thought.
Al-Qassem is a former president of the University of Florida chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine. Turkey Wednesday said the demilitarized zone created with Russia and Syria's rebel-held Idlib province has been formed and heavy weapons have been withdrawn. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings.